I just, as an idea, maybe to bring up at our next council meeting or our next elders meeting or something, our church is blessed with resources abundantly compared to many, many congregations at this time. And the potential of using some of those resources to help some of these folks connect might be the best thing we can do with them. Mm. And when I think about some of these people, they don't have computers. They don't have laptops. They don't have, but for $69, we can buy a pad, mm-hmm. you know, and we could buy 100 of them, and we could preload those things yeah. with the kind of technology that they would need to just push a button and be able to be with us. And just ideas like that could be to me maybe something that in a way we could admonish ourselves for, why didn't we think of that before? But it doesn't mean that we shouldn't maybe think about some of those things now. That's just a thought.
It's a great idea. Yep.
I agree. Yeah, because
we're gonna have a lot more time than we'd hoped.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I saw a thing this morning on CBS that talked about how it's going to go well into 2022, if not 2023, that masks, social distancing, all those things are going to continue. So this is not by the end of 2020, it's going to be over. Even the immunizations are not going to do anything for us. We have to think about the future and.
So just an update, something we can share, Pastor. Chelsea, Colin's wife, and Colin both work for OSU, and Chelsea's on one of the planning committees as a department manager. Mm-hmm. The state plan was shared with those department managers for vaccination distribution. In that plan, the very first people to get vaccinated aren't until April, and that is only frontline healthcare workers. The rest of us, including those of us that are older or higher risk, don't start getting vaccinated until September of next year, according to the state plan. That just gives you an idea of how far out. Even those who believe that vaccination is the panacea, that's what's going to fix it all. I don't believe that. But even if that's what you believe, then you're saying it's still a year from now before, you know, we're going to see great improvement. Mm-hmm. So it's just an anecdote from what we're hearing.
Just trying to ruin our day, huh, Rick?
Sorry. But again, I think the thing to focus on is what Kathy said. Vaccination is not the answer to this by itself. It is not going to do it. It's there's a lot of reasons for that, but we've been studying public health vaccination for a long time. When smallpox vaccination first became available, it took 3 years before smallpox was even below 20% in the United States. So, again, I think if we look at history and we take some learning from that, we understand that vaccination is great and it will help in the solution, but it's not, it's not an instant fix, you know? Our hope shouldn't be in that. It should be in the other measures that we're using right now, the social distancing and the masking and all of those things that we use to keep each other safe, because that's what we're going to need for the next couple of years.
You know, kind of back to Kathy's comment regarding people. In Iowa, there was a Lutheran church that the pastor was struggling with not having in-house services because of loneliness. And I think Pastor Okay, he's talked about this. Well, one of the things that when I've gone to the, when we were doing our Bible class in person and also Zooming it, the one thing nice that we could see the people that were at home, but they couldn't see us in the sanctuary. But if you had an iPhone or a smartphone, and I think we need to teach the people that they can do exactly what we're doing right now with their smartphones, because I was able to throw my picture up on the screen and people could see me as though I was at home. Obviously, I was in the church. So there's a lot of things that I think we have some talent. I remember Kay Glather was instrumental in helping us several times with some Thrivent computer hookup, which was way over my head back in those days. Thank you, Kay. But you know, we do have some talent in our congregation that can maybe resolve some of the things that Kathy talked about. Connecting.
I guess the new normal, one thing that has, well, I've just joined Bible study again because of many reasons. The nice thing for me, a great improvement, I can hear everybody. And that is such a good thing, because in person, anybody behind me or ahead of me, I had no idea what anybody was saying. So this is a great improvement for me.
Amen.
And the other thing I wanted to say is, Vicki brought up the other day, Typhoid Mary. You remember her? She had typhoid and she spread it to who knows how many people, because they didn't wear masks, they didn't do anything else. I don't know why nobody ever caught her, but we have those people today that will not wear a mask and yet are out there infecting other people. It's a strange thing. My two cents.
Even though we know better.
Yes, even though we know better.
Yeah, we have, it's funny at Peace, we have some younger people, just a generalization that I'll share with this group. We have younger people that are really having a hard time with the loneliness. It's some older people too, but some even younger people. And that's how they have really, that's why they really want in-person worship. They're just so lacking any kind of connection. And so that's what's driving the in-person, wanting in-person worship for some of those individuals. So I think that's true for younger or older.
Ryan is feeling that.
Mm-hmm.
He's feeling like he's lost a year of school. He's now got his driver's license and would love to go visit people, but they have to find a place that they can social distance. He is very careful. When we did have church, and he would take us to church, Stella and me, and afterwards we'd try to visit, and he'd come put his arm around our shoulders and herd us out of the parking lot. Are we in a hurry, Ryan? No, we just need to social distance, Grammy. So he's very, very aware and works hard at it, but it's taking its toll on him.
Yeah. So again, you know, we can point, I think it's good for us to be reflective on our church, but I need to share with you, this is happening in every church and in every institution. I got a call from the superintendent of Philomath asking for the pastors to, what's a way the pastors could call, not the students, the faculty of the school district, because there's a lot of fatigue with teachers and having to prepare a lesson in such a new way, and lack of students aren't showing up to class. It's not just our Bible study. It's happening in school. So it's not just like, we can certainly improve, and we got some great ideas, but I just want you to know this is everywhere across all institutions and churches.
I've been talking a lot, and so I will be quiet if you'd like. I have a Zoom chat with some friends from Oak Ridge, one of whom is a kindergarten teacher, and she has in-person classes, short, small. But she said the kindergarten kids are not having a problem with this. They don't know anything. It's not a new normal for them. It's just new. And she said they distance so well. They wear their masks. They do everything they're supposed to. And they don't find it strange because this is the only thing they've ever known. And so they're doing fine. I think it's the high school, probably middle grades, that are having more of a problem. But the younger ones, they don't know any different. So they're in their normal zone.
Yeah. Well, we've only covered one question. So this is great. But I love just the sharing here. This is really good. You know, I just love hearing from you guys. And we can go on a little longer too. We don't have to get ready for church. It's online. So good.